talking of communication, I think real communication is the most important thing, not the virtual communication. It is meaningless to make some friends through the internet, exchanging emails, doing some meaningless communication through the email. Email is very often it is irresponsible. You don't write with your responsibility. You're just writing something, and you don't feel any responsibility on saying that. I feel like most of the time that the sentence you write in email, you means not you, the people write is it's like really high flown rhetoric. I think that those sentences in the email is quite a high flown rhetoric. I think it's so I cannot believe those things people writing. And, that's why I say the policy of English is Ginza. I'm asking students, if you need me, please call me directly. Do not write email to me. If you have something important to tell, I dare you tell me face to face, or please call me. I make time. Then I keep this policy. This is a place you upgrade your communicational skill to. This is a sanctuary for you to sharpen your reason and sensibility. This is your oasis to upgrade your communicational skill to. So, or if you have something to tell, which is very important to me, I'd like you to tell me face to face, or I'd like you to call me directly. Why do you escape to email? That is, anyway, I cannot read anything at home. I have no access, so I cannot see any internet. I cannot receive any email. I do not email at home. If you were writing email to me at the earliest time to answer you is all the time next day. If you have something you'd like to talk seriously now on the same day, and you need to call me. You means not you. I think yes, that the people in general. I'm talking about the other. For example, very important to talk directly